Governments alone can't throw money at climate change and expect progress. The private sector could play a huge role. The problem is that not enough private funding is making its way to the places that need it most, low-income countries. Michael Copley of NPR's Climate Desk is following the United Nations climate talks that are being held in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
So for starters, how much money is the world going to need to deal with climate change?
I mean, the numbers are really mind-boggling. So one big bank has said we'll need $32 trillion just this decade to stop emitting carbon by about mid-century. And that's what scientists say needs to happen to keep us from getting to the point where catastrophic impacts from climate change become a lot more likely. Now, that number doesn't even account for the billions that are needed to pay for the impacts that are already happening, especially in developing countries. Like Pakistan, which was hit with devastating floods this summer, and countries in East Africa that are suffering through a years-long drought.
So what's the role of these financial institutions in the private sector?
You know, I think investors see an opportunity to make a lot of money in stuff like renewable energy projects and electric vehicles. And those things are going to be really important for cutting emissions. But right now, it doesn't look like that investment is getting to developing countries in a big way. So in 2020, industrialized countries provided around $83 billion in financing to help developing countries deal with climate change. Only about $13 billion of that came from the private sector.
Is there much talk at this year's climate conference about ways to get more private investment to low-income countries?
There is. And a lot of the focus right now is on development banks. So these are institutions like the World Bank that were set up to really fight poverty. And the idea is they provide money and other resources to developing countries to help them grow. And by doing that, they reduce financial risk and help attract private investment. But people right now are saying that development banks really need to change how they operate. One of the big criticisms is that they often use loans to distribute money and that those loans add to the debt burdens of countries that are already struggling financially. Mia Motley is the Prime Minister of Barbados. Here's what she had to say.
How many more countries must falter, particularly in a world that is now suffering the consequences of war and inflation, and countries therefore are unable to meet the challenges of finding the necessary resources to finance their way to net zero?
So there's a lot of criticism of how these financial institutions are operating. Are they going to change? Is there any sense of that?
So that's the hope. 10 of these banks put out a statement recently saying they'll provide more support to countries that are trying to address climate change. But world leaders also say that it's in the private sector's interest to do more to help these poorer countries deal with climate change. Here's Philip Davis, Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
I'm not here to tell the private sector to give up caring about profits. I'm here to say that in a world of profound instability, your profits are very much in danger.
You know, I think the issue is we're talking right now about changing how development banks operate and changing how investors think. And the fact is, the clock on climate change is ticking. And it's these developing countries who are most vulnerable to it that are feeling that pressure the most.
That's NPR's Michael Copley.
Thank you.